This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It is home buying season in Phoenix, but buying a home there right now is not easy. The median price is up nearly 40% from the same time last year, which has some analysts talking about a new real estate bubble. Peter O'Dowd reports.
Realtor Brad Bowen stands outside a five-bedroom house. He's about to close the deal for his clients, but he won't describe it because a competitor might hear this story.
I mean, somebody could pull up right now, walk in, like it, go back to the office with their realtor, write up a cash offer, and probably out of luck.
Bowen's clients have been looking for a house this good for a year. The area's housing stock is in short supply. Bidding wars are driving up prices. Buyers are worried about getting priced out of the market.
If they like it, it's not think about it 24 hours. It's write an offer right now. Think about it later during the inspection period.
But wait, haven't we done this before?
I could think of 8 reasons why it's not a bubble.
Arizona State University's Michael Orr says, first, unlike 2005, people are actually living in the homes they're buying. Second, there aren't enough construction workers to build new houses, so oversupply won't be a problem for a while. Third,
in the last bubble, we had availability of loans to almost anybody who could breathe.
So yeah, finding a house to buy is tough, but Orr says it's not time to go on bubble watch just yet. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.